Hello, we're reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 2. We are in Istaklut Pnimi, inner observation, circles and lines. We are reading in item 96. You can download the study materials from the website and ask questions there too. So, chapter 9 explains why each and every sfira consists of 10 inner sfirot, which in turn consists of 10 inner sfirot within 10 inner sfirot. They continue to expand by that manner indefinitely and incessantly. Each and every sfira of every world exists of 10 inner sfirot, indefinitely. The issue of division of the sfirot and inner sfirot and inner sfirot and so forth indefinitely. 96. It is a wonderful law in the upper worlds that each and every sfira that we choose to examine, we find 10 inner sfirot. If we take a single sfira from those 10 inner spheres, we find another 10 inner spheres inside the first sfira. Also, if we take one sfira of the inner sfira, we once more find 10 sfirot in it, which are inside the previous inner, and so on and so forth incessantly.
There are no questions. Let's keep going. Meaning every single sphira is divided to more and more and more sphirot. We're not able to even comprehend how it's infinite, but the division is in fact infinite. Meaning every sphira that we take, it also includes 10 sphirot inside of it, and each one of those also include 10 sphirot inside. So there isn't a limit that we can say, okay, that's it, and this is the final sephira, where it all is completed. No, there is no such thing. We're not able to understand this in our mind because in this world it's limited, but spirituality, it exists according to different laws, universal laws. So that's why it's all unmeasurable. It's infinite, the number of sefirot and their divisions.
There are questions, Lavis.
Where? Ita 4. Yes.
Rab, questo schema appena letto somiglia un po' a quello che usa la fisica quantistica dell'infinitamente grande.
What we just read reminds me of what quantum physics is speaking about, that there's something infinite in the little infinite. Is it connected?
We see this in nature a little bit, that we research, that even the corporeal nature, the more we delve into it, also there we don't see any limit. It's all divided and divided, and it reaches the an infinite number of details. Hebrew 10.
It's like we learn, like in a hologram, that in every piece of information, you have the whole structure. What helps me understand it in spirituality? Why does it even help me?
That you have no detail that can be less than 10, therefore you can attain it in 10. To the extent that you're included from the nature of these 10, and you have no detail that is created in less than 10 or in more than 10, meaning there is no such reality that it comes out of the Creator when we speak of the four phases of direct light. That's what came from the degree of the Creator, but following that, it's always in 10 sefirot. And even in the four phases, there are these 10s, only there, we don't talk about them yet because they're not yet revealed. But there's no such thing as something that isn't built as 10, because when the Creator thinks of the created being, He already thinks of the end state, and from that He builds the initial state. He wants to receive the created being to the end of, in the end of correction, so He builds him to start with in that state. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, when you say 10, what does that mean? It's a desire. What does it express as 10?
Ten is all in all the number of discernments in the created being, so that with the correct sum, with the correct merging between them, they'll be able to build the Creator, to stabilize the Creator between them. PT 25.
Why is it that he calls it a wondrous law?
Because this law talks about the how the nature of reality is universal, and all of nature, all of the details have the same laws. And there's no part that is smaller or greater than the others. That all the laws work both in small and in large. And there is no such thing as small and large, but with a special compound that's revealed to a person that attains it, but not that she herself has some kind of difference in the different parts of creation. It's only with respect to a person that attains it. Without a person that attains it, the light of Ein Sof fulfills all of reality.
This term, wonderful, wondrous, is concealed.
It means nifla, in Hebrew, wonderful, means that it's above our attainment. PT 18.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, why is the classification or division of Sfirot is called a personal Sfirot?
It can't be more or less than 10.
Yes, but it's seemingly, why is it the general, why is it individual? Why is it individual? It's confusing.
Because the division can always be divided to 10, and then the details are with respect to the previous state.
Thank you, Rav.
Give one.
Dear Rav, how is this common general feeling of adhesion divided into 10?
The quality, the connection is attained only through connecting between 10 contradicting parts. And then we, the created beings, attain unity that way. We can't attain the unity, this unification. It's completely concealed from us. But from connecting these 10 contradictory parts, then we can imagine what unity is. So this unity is built with respect to us. We build it in order to attain this unification. Without connecting the 10 together, we won't know what unification is. We won't know what the Creator is. It will be something that is concealed above us. And we can connect on our level 10, and then with the correct merge between these 10, then we find another concept called this unification, the Creator, which is above these 10.
It's just that, excuse me, but I wanted to ask, here, many times you say, go into the 10, throw yourself into the 10, dissolve there, don't feel yourself, everything will be as one. There we discover 10 parts or one?
Раф, спасибо. Вот получается, что
Thank you. It turns out that when the Creator created creation this way, such a structure.
Right. Safon 2. North 2.
Rav, is there a state of Sof in Ein Sof? End of Ein Sof?
Yes, PT32.
In every Sfira there's its own uniqueness. What, does it mean one quality is prominent, or how to explain it?
In every Sfira there are 10 Sefirot, that this Sefira, which is unique for that specific Sefira, it connects the other 9 Sefirot.
Can we say that the shattering is when the tens were shattered?
The tens were shattered, and the tens, and the tens, and the tens to the smallest detail. Moscow 5.
It turns out that we can learn in the 10 the attitude of the Creator to the will to receive in more and more details, as
to the extent that we want to include all of reality in the 10, then by that we rise and we become 1 10 that includes all of reality.
We'll continue reading item 97, titled, Any light that passes through the degrees leaves its root in each and every degree it passes. 97. You will understand the reason for it according to the rule that there is no absence in spirituality. It explains that it is impossible that there will be any kind of light in the lower one that will not exist in all the upper ones above it, up to Ein Sof. The reason is that even a very small illumination that emerges in the lowest degree in the worlds must spring from Ein Sof and travel through all the worlds and degrees before that low degree, until it comes there. Because this illumination comes down through the degrees, it cannot be absent from the first, when second, and absent from the second when passing to the third, etc., until it comes to the last degree, which receives it. Corporeal objects move from place to place, yet that is not at all possible in the spirituals, where there is no absence and replacement. Instead, when an illumination travels through a certain degree, even if only in passing, it acquires its place there.
Meaning, if there is revelation on a certain degree, states, if you're a partsuf, then this revelation remains, and this kli, it exists, and through it, there is a flow to the rest of the vessels. Let's keep reading.
We'll continue, item 98. Title, A light that appears once in a degree remains there for all eternity. 98. The entrance and transference to the next degree does not decrease the light that has acquired its place there in any way. Rather, it is like lighting one candle from another without diminishing the first. Here, too, when the light leaves the first degree and descends to the next, the light remains complete in both the first and the second. Likewise, when it enters the third, the light does not move from the second at all. The light is complete in both the second and the third. It passes by the same manner through all the degrees that precede the last degree, being the actual receiver for which the light came down from Ein Sof, becoming fixed in all of them. The reason for this is that there is no absence in the spiritual. Any light that shone in a spiritual Bechina once will not move from that Bechina forever, not even a bit.
Yes, meaning this is how the lights increase through the kelim, that every light that goes through a certain clear leaves some kind of impression and the clear remains, and then from that more vessels are emerge, and then it continues that way until Ein Sof, infinity.
Item 99. Title: when the light of Chokhmah passes to its place through Keter, it leaves its root in Keter. 99. From the aforesaid, you can thoroughly understand the matter of the Hitkalelut, the integration of the 10 Sfirot, one within the other, and one within the other, incessantly. For example, when the first two Sfirot emerge, namely Keter and Chokhmah, the light of Chokhmah must spring from Ein Sof, and thus must also travel through Keter before it comes to the Sfirah of Chokhmah. Because the light of Chokhmah shone in Keter once, namely as it passed through, it is therefore impossible for it to ever be absent from there. Consequently, it necessarily implies that even after the light of Chokhmah has reached the Sphira of Chokhmah, the light of Chokhmah still remains complete in Keter. Thus, the Sphira of Keter now has two lights, being the light of Keter and light of Chokhmah.
That's how we see this, like a triangle, that the lights come down from above downwards. That if in Keter there is a single light, then a single light. If there are two, if then two lights there are in Keter, and one of them goes down also to Chokhmah, and so on until it reaches Malchut, then it means that in Keter there are the 10 lights, and in Malchut one. And then comes the returning light. That the returning light starts from Malchut, and it fulfills the Malchut, and it completes all of the Sfirot from Malchut until Keter in the 9 Sfirot of the returning light. Africa.
My question is, what's the difference between an empty place what's the difference between absence in spirituality and an empty place in spirituality?
Makom halal, makom rek.
Makom halal.
This empty space, meaning there is no deficiency there. And a lack in spirituality means there is a deficiency, that there was something and now it's lacking. And that's why there is a deficiency. An absence in spirituality usually refers to a deficiency that is about to be fulfilled. And this space speaks more of the kelim of the igulim, the circles, that they don't have any deficiencies and they cannot attract lights.
Rav, can you also divide absence into 10 sfirot on every degree, like we read in item 96?
10 sfirot, כמו שקראנו בסעיף 96.
There are 10 Sfirot that are empty, and they feel that they have a deficiency, yes. that in the space there are the ten sefirot without the igulim, the circles. They don't feel that they have any deficiencies. Focus group.
What does it mean that in a sefira there are two lights? How is it possible to have two lights in one sefira?
In every single sefira, there is direct light and returning light. And the direct light, it doesn't disturb the returning light. On the contrary, it's clothed in the returning light. And if there won't be returning light, then there will also not be direct light.
He writes that in the sphere of Keter, there is light of Keter and light of Chochmah.
Yes, and
how can there be two lights in one sphere?
Because in Keter, you have a few sefirot, you have ten sefirot in Keter, until the single light reaches Malchut.
So the vessel can now discover these two lights alone, and not all?
Two, three, four, to the extent that she has deficiencies, she can reveal lights.
And according to what? Is there one light that defines the sphira? Because if all ten lights spread, what does it say about the sphira?
We'll learn this now. Don't jump ahead. These aren't scrutinized questions. We'll read, and then you can ask according to the order. PT 19.
Rav. Rav, what we just heard about the light not being absent in any degree, does that not contradict what we've learned about the inverse value of lights and vessels?
Why?
Because in this inverse value, we saw that a small part of the light passes to the next degree, not all of it. There's less and less every time.
According to the desire in each and every degree, the light fulfills it. Yes?
But we just read that the light, as it passes, it completely enters. It leaves its place. It's not absent.
To the extent the light cannot be more than a desire. The desire attracts the light, fulfilled with light, passes it on, and so on. The desire is what determines it. After Tzimtzum Aleph, it's all, after the first restriction, it's all built according to the desire. So it's not like the lights are flowing, like you pour something from a bottle to a cup. No, no such thing. The cup, it invites, it draws the bottle to pour into it according to its form and quantity. So the deficiency comes first. PT 12.
Rav, this material is fascinating. I have a million questions in my mind, but I'm looking to my friends. I want to connect it to the ten, and I can't find a way.
For the time being, just learn what we're learning. And don't look at the friends, just learn what we're learning now. That's it. You're always scattering in different places. You don't need to be that way. Okay?
What can we learn about the work from the fact that whenever a light goes through a degree, it will never leave it?
Because every light that goes through a desire, and the desire stabilizes it, that same state remains. There are more desires, more lights that are revealed in them. More desires, more lights. But states that were, they all remain as they were. And in them there is an addition of kilim and lights. Hebrew 10.
We read in item 98 that there is a rule that when one lights a candle from another, the first does not diminish. How do we work with this rule?
Whatever there was, there was. And I can ignite myself from the inspiration of the group, and from that group, there won't be any lack that I am inspired by it, but on the contrary, that I take this inspiration from it, this inspiration that I got, it also lives in me. And of course, by that we increase the light.
We'll continue in item 100, title. When the light of Bina passes through Keter and Chochmah, it leaves its root in them, and so on, by the same manner. Item 100. It is the same with the light of Bina, because it must travel through the two preceding Sfirot. Before it comes to Bina, it necessarily acquires its place in Keter and Chochmah as well. Thus, there are now three lights in Keter, the light of Keter, the light of Chochmah, and the light of Bina. Likewise, there are two lights in Chochmah, the light of Chochmah and the light of Bina, and one light in Bina, namely her own light. It continues by the same manner until the light of Malchut emerges. At that time, Keter has all 10 Sfirot, because the lower 9 lights have necessarily traveled through Keter, thus acquiring their place there. There are also 9 Sfirot in Chochmah, because all the 8 lower Sfirot below her traveled through her and remained there. Likewise, there are 8 Sfirot in Bina, 7 in Chesed, 6 in Gvura, etc. Through Malchut, who has but her own light, because there aren't any more Sfirot that would travel through her.
Shailot, Turki 3.
Question from my 10. Which sefirah is the quality of desire?
In each and every sefirah there is a malchut of itself that determines the intensity of the light. In every single sefirah there are sefirot besides malchut, that there is the character of the light, and that's how they work. Okay.
Item 101. Title: there is no direct light in the vessel of Malchut, but only reflected light. O Chozer. 101. Regarding the above-mentioned light of Malchut, both the light inside her and the light that is incorporated from her in the first 9 Sfirot is only reflected light. You already know that since the restriction onwards, a screen was erected on the Sfirah of Malchut and the light of Ein Sof is not received there. Instead, the encounter of the light of Ein Sof with the screen creates a zivug, a coupling, at which time a new light comes from the screen of Malchut, called reflected light, that shines up to the Sfirah of Keter. It thus clothes all the 10 Sfirot from below upwards, which is the only way by which it is contained in each Sfirah of the upper 9 Sfirot.
Shailot.
Questions? Meaning in Malchut there is only a returning light, but all of the lights are revealed in the upper 9, specifically due to the Malchut.
Item 102. First part. Title: Malchut is regarded as the Keter of the 10 Sfirot of the reflected light. 102. The Sfirah of Malchut is the source of the new light, and every source is regarded as Keter. Hence, Malchut is regarded as the Sfirah of Keter, of that new light. The Sfirah before her, namely Esod, is regarded as Chochmah of the new light. And the one before her, meaning Hod, is regarded as Bina, until the upper Keter is now regarded as Malchut, meaning the one that receives from this new light.
So what we influence of ourselves from Malchut to the Creator, to Keter, then the Creator receives from us eventually all of it, our influence, and we build in it the deficiency for our returning light. Okay?
Yes, dear Rav, as a result of the Zivug, what he talked about in previous item, does the light enter Malchut of Ensof or not?
You forget about Malchut of Ensof. There, we're not talking about Sefirot, we're talking there about the Pchinot, about four phases of direct light. Four phases. That's it. And these are not yet deficiencies, these are discernments. That the Creator did this with the light himself. And after the fourth phase is fulfilled and feels that it's receiving, to that extent that it receives, it accepts the shame that it's opposite of the light, it's opposite of Keter, of the Creator, then it makes a restriction, and then it begins to be on its own, independent of, detached from the Creator, doesn't want to be connected to him this way, and starts determining itself every single state of her own. Then where talking about the Sefirot. Why Sefirot? Because the will to receive, that it was a will to receive, it now becomes the source of the light, the source of bestowal, of pleasure to the Creator. That's why it's called Sefira, Sapir, illuminating to the Creator. And beforehand, it wasn't. Beforehand, the four phases that the Creator created and fulfills them and does whatever he wants with them. After the fourth phase was fulfilled, that it feels that it's receiving, that it feels that it is, feels the shame that's in her, the disparity of form from the Creator, then she starts working, and then we talk about the Sefirot, about wanting to illuminate, giving pleasure to the Creator by receiving and giving, and it starts being the creation. Before the fourth phase does a restriction, we don't talk about the created being. We talk about a will to receive developing under the upper light.
And we say that a sphira illuminates only to the extent of the reflected light?
Yes, to the extent she has the returning light, it illuminates.
Forgive me, but my question was still about the Zivug. After the coupling, after the restriction, the light only entered the...
No, in Malchut there is only returning light. We'll learn about this. There are always these questions. It's difficult to comprehend. You'll accept it for now. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, Or Chozer, reflected light, when it rises from Malchut, it adds discernments only to Malchut or to all the different Pchinot?
All of the Pchinot that he adds to the Partsuf, every single Pchina receives a will to receive, and it illuminates from the merging of the will to receive and the will to bestow in each and every Sefira. We'll learn about how the will to receive raises Malchut to the upper nine, that they start being included in one another. Focus group.
What's not clear is if Malchut is the one that draws the light into the Sefira or defines it, as you said, the intensity, how is it possible that for it to expand by order? if she's the one who decides about it all the light has to be in the Sefirah. Isn't it true?
I didn't understand. Of course, Malchut that feels that she receives is Malchut of Ein Sof. She feels herself as receiving from the Creator, feels herself as opposite of the Creator, and then feels from this oppositeness, feels shame. And this sensation of shame awakens her for a tzimtzum. And then, how to get rid of the shame, she does the tzimtzum, she doesn't want to receive. And then she's called Malchut of Ein Sof. From this moment onwards, what she does only with shame and restriction, and that's why all of the creation is only how to compensate for what Malchut wants to receive from the Creator, what the Creator wants to give Malchut. And although Malchut is being restricted, she doesn't want to remain restricted, because if she restricts herself and doesn't receive anything from the Creator, that is considered that she does not receive it because of the shame. That's the worst egoistic form there can be. And that is why all of our work needs to be above shame. That I want to bestow, and that's why bestowal for me needs to be greater than every other state, than every shame, anything else. Are you listening? And then it turns herself to receiving in order to bestow, and then shame becomes honor, not honor for herself, but for honoring the Creator, respecting the Creator, wanting to justify how He created the creation in the form of a will to receive. Well, there's a lot of philosophy here, just philosophizations.
No, what I want to ask is not about Malchut Ein Sof, but after the restriction, when Malchut draws, as he wrote that in Keter, there is Chokhmah or Bina. How don't all the lights appear there? Because the Malchut decides which light will be drawn. The moment she's in the picture, how come all the lights are not in the Sefirah?
In the Sefirah there are the lights, and these lights come to Malchut, yes.
So what is this order of the expansion? Because why is it their order where he says now there's only Bina and later all the other lights will come?
Accordingly to the extent Malchut reveals her desire, her will to receive, it opens the entrance of the light to all the Sefirot from below upwards.
Right, but if Malchut opens, doesn't it open all the spectrum? Because it's Malchut, it's all the lights are...
No, it's all done according to the degree. It's all done according to the degree. That's how she feels more and more and more. How the light it reaches out to her, and how she can receive it in order to bestow already. This is now in order to bestow. It's Malchut of the line, not Malchut of the circle.
Beseder, PT 17.
All right, PT 17.
Rav, when he talks about Malchut clothing the reflected light on all the ten Sefirot, so in what way does she do that? And the question is, wasn't there Malchut in every Sefirah before she did that?
Malchut feels that the upper light comes to her from the Keter in the upper triangle, and then she calculates what can she do, and she activates herself in Tzimtzum, Masach, and returning light, and then she wants to return to the landlord everything that she receives to make it in order to bestow. And therefore for Malchut, what comes in return is the returning light, the attitude to the host. That's called the lower triangle. And then these two relations from the host to the guest and from the guest to the host, they connect these two triangles and it becomes the toch of the partsuf. PT 14.
All the degrees are qualities. How do they change once they receive the light?
They receive the light in order to bestow, and with that they realize themselves. And with the next action, these are already different degrees.
So they remain in a state of still, they received and that's it?
They are in adhesion with the Creator.
What bchinot are similar still?
I don't want to say still, vegetative, animate. What definition is this for the degrees? The degrees themselves, we talk about the sensation in the one that receives them, in the one that bestows. Who is he? The person, the desire. This desire isn't still. This desire is in adhesion with the Creator. According to his spiritual degree, we can say that it's still vegetative, animate, and speaking in accordance to what world he's in. Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, Atzilut.
PT 29. What does it mean that a direct light is only does only appear when there is a reflected light?
Because the created being is not receiving anything from the Creator, but only in order to bestow. That's why what comes before from the Creator is considered the Rosh of the Partzuf, and then there is a decision to the extent he'll receive in order to bestow. And accordingly, the light from the Creator enters the returning light into the created being.
We'll continue in the second part of item 102, titled The Ten Sefirot of Direct Light Expand from Above Downward. Item 102. We have learned that in each degree of Ten Sefirot, we should distinguish two courses of Ten Sefirot that extend from Ein Sof. The first is of 10 sefirot that extend from Ein Sof, from above downward, from Keter to Malchut. These are called 10 sefirot of Or Yashar, direct light, for they descend in Yosher, in a straightness, from above downward, by a gradual order, from the purest Kli, from the refined Kli, to the more coarse, and from there to the more coarse still, through Malchut, which is the most coarse of all.
Questions? Okay, I don't see. Let's continue.
There is focus group?
No, it's gone. Okay, so let's... Okay, there's 22. PT 22.
Can you explain about the way the light, the direct light, expands? There should be a vessel that feels this direct light first. So how does it spread by degrees before it reaches Malchut?
That's how it happens. Of course, we're talking about the desire that wants, that pulls, and the host wants to give to it. The guest first reveals the Tzimtzum. The host reaches out to him. The guest discovers the condition of returning light that he's willing to receive from the host only with the intention to bestow. And then the direct light is clothed in the returning light. And by that, they both fulfill the created being, the guest. And the guest here becomes similar to the host. Just like the host wants to give the guest, now the guest, by being fulfilled, it bestows upon the host. Spain 1.
Salon Rav, Salon Javerin. ¿Se oye?
Yes.
Okay. La luz interna, Orprimi, se recibe en el Tog. Y ahí tiene lugar la sensación de vergüenza. Y otra pregunta. En el Ros, ¿no hay Or Yashar?
Maim Tirgun.
What about translation?
Can you repeat, please?
Please. Sí. La luz interna or primi se recibe en el toj del parsuf.
The inner light appears within the potsuf, where there is room for the feeling of shame. In the rosh of the potsuf, in the calculation, there is no direct light. There should be direct light, but it said that there is none. So I don't understand.
No. Of course there is direct light. This is the light that the host wants to give the guest. And the guest needs to do here a masach, tzimtzum, or chozer, all the preparations. And only after he measures to what extent he can receive from the host, then he receives in the partzuf. This we learn all the time. This is how the partzuf does this connection with the light, with the host, with the creator.
Hebrew 10.
If everything is built of 10 sefirot that are built from 10 sefirot, so what does it mean? Some sefirot are more coarse or more refined? We just read that there are parts that are more coarse or more pure, more refined. There's ascent and descent. So if everything is built from the same 10 sefirot, why are some more pure and some less?
Because in all the 10 sefirot, there is a will to receive that's different each one from his friend. And to the extent the will to receive is more or less, then it changes the character of the sefirah too. PT 19.
What's not clear to me is when he says that 10 sefirot of direct light are called because they descend in straightness from above downwards. Then he says more coarse until the malchut, which is the most coarse. So where is our work?
Our work is to act to the extent the aviyut, wherever the aviyut is greater, to reach the highest level of zakut, of purity.
So what's our work in order to turn this aviyut, this coarseness, to purity?
With the intention, in order to bestow, you use the desires which are coarser and coarser, thicker and thicker, in order to do the action in them, in order to bestow to the Creator and that alone. And then you turn the aviyut, the coarseness, to pureness.
And then I feel the reflected light back to...
Yes, you fulfill the direct light that comes to you. You wrap it with the returning light, and that is called wholeness. Adhesion, connection of the created being to the Creator.
And that's a way to the final correction?
Yes.
Pregunta de la decena. Si estamos hablando de las luces y deseos, ¿cómo se perciben los deseos?
Question from the 10. If we're talking about the lights and desires, if we're talking about lights and desires, how are they perceived and felt in and of themselves? If not, so how? Where is it felt? How does the desire feel itself?
The desire feels itself in itself, and the light is also felt in the desire. Everything is felt in the desire. We have nothing other than the desire. And all kinds of different manners and characteristics of the desire, that is all we speak of. And what's revealed in these desires, we call them either sufferings, that we feel that's what's revealed does not fulfill the desire, or fulfillments which fulfill the desire. That's it. There's no more. That's why it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah, that we learn it only within the desire.
אנחנו ממשיכים לעוד קוף גימל בעמוד 77.
Let's continue to item 103, titled 10 Sefirot of Reflected Light Expand from Below Upward. 103. We have another course of 10 Sefirot there. These extend from the Sefirah of Malchut, from below upward, meaning from Malchut to Keter. In that case, Malchut becomes the origin of the new light called Ten Sefirot of Reflected Light. They are called by that name, for they pour and come in an opposite order of degree. Namely, they do not extend from the pure to the coarse, where the last receiver is the coarsest. Quite the contrary. It extends from the most coarse to the one that is not so coarse, until the last receiver is the purest. For that reason, it is considered to be shining from below upward.
Barun.
That's clear.
Rav, откуда у Малхут есть сила сделать отраженный свет?
Dear Rav, where does Malchut have the strength to activate the reflected light?
From shame that's revealed in Malchut of Ein Sof, that feels that she receives from Keter, from root, and she felt together with this great pleasure that she received, that she was fulfilled fully. In addition to that, there was the sensation of disparity of form from Keter, from the root, completely opposite, worse than death. And that is considered the shame and the cause of the first restriction. And that's why the first restriction is not cancelled. This decision that I no longer receive, I no longer bring myself to such an opposite state of the Creator, this is the decision of Malchut of Ein Sof, and this is the cause of all of the creation that will then reach its correction. That all of creation is only in a certain way to integrate herself to the root, to the form of Shoresh, of root.
Hello, Rav. I don't know if it's directly related to the text, but if with all these lights, is there a way to identify a color in them and then to ascribe every color to a certain desire?
Yes, we also learn that way. We'll learn about it. You're right. Turkey 3.
Tira, my friend is asking, can you explain the Malchut of lying?
We're constantly speaking of the Malchut of the Kav, of the line. Malchut of Igulim, we almost don't learn about Igulim, we don't control them. But to the extent that we work in a kav, also through this kav, we fulfill the igulim, and by that we reach the final correction that all the igulim are also fulfilled. But all of our work, all of our measurement, our reality is only in the kav.
Baror.
All right.
As Dudi.
Okay, Dudi.
PT-27 or Hadera?
Rav,
Rav, in the end of item 98, it says that the light, when somehow reaches the Sfira, it remains there forever. But we learn that when the screen is purified, the light exits and all there is Rishimo.
I don't know. It's written that there is no lack in spirituality. So explain to me what's going on here.
I don't understand. That's why I'm asking.
So I'm telling you this is happening and that's happening. Every single state that was determined is done, it remains. And instead of it comes a new state, a new desire, a new light, everything anew. And in the previous state it remains. And all of these states, it's like these frames, like these images these forms that will already be realized, that all of these forms until there will be the end of correction. In the end of correction, they all connect together to the final form.
But it remains as Reshimo, this light? The state remains as Reshimo?
No, not as the Reshimo. It remains as a desire that has Tzimtzum, Masach, returning light. It receives the direct light. In that state, he remains. And then, in return, a new desire is revealed, a larger desire. All right?
Item 104. Title: all the Sfirot of reflected light that come in Sfirot of direct light travel through Malchut. 104. We have explained above about the Hitkalelut, the integration of the Sfirot in the order of the 10 Sfirot of direct light. Because there is no absence in the spirituality, any illumination that passes anywhere remains there in completeness, even after it moves to a different location. With regard to the 10 Sfirot of direct light, all the 10 Sfirot are present in Keter. 9 in Chochmah, 8 in Binah, etc. For that reason, it also appears by the same way in the 10 Sfirot of reflected light. That is because here, the Sfirah of Malchut becomes the origin of that reflected light. Thus it is considered that every b'china of reflected light that reaches its upper Sfirot must travel through Malchut for the reason that Malchut emanates that light by the power of her screen, which mates with the light of Ein Sof that meets that screen.
Shilot. No questions? Okay, now 27.
So if the 10 Sfirot of the reflected light are from below upward, and Malchut has only a small force in the screen, meaning it bestows only light that doesn't reach Keter, can that be?
No, because if she feels that light comes to it, it's a sign that with that light she can come with returning light until the Keter. There's no such thing. There's light from above downwards that comes to Malchut, and to Malchut there's no light that comes to her Keter.
Unity one. Свой собственный отраженный свет каждая из первых девяти сферот.
Returning light can stabilize only Malchut, which is a will to receive, and only until Keter of those same sefirot. PT 18.
Rav, thank you very much for letting me ask another question. What is the meaning that a Sfira has 10 direct light, 2 reflected light, 7 direct light? What is that, the meaning of that?
The intensity.
Quality of bestowal?
Yes.
Rav, can I also ask?
What?
Ask.
Well, ask. Go on.
How the four phases of direct light plus the four phases of reflected light give us billions of discernment? How does that happen?
We don't have four phases of returning light. It's not four phases anymore. It's after Malchut of Ein Sof receives, fulfills herself, feels shame, does a restriction, and then after the restriction, she begins to receive in order to bestow, which is already Golgotha. She doesn't do actions of Or Chozer in the Or Yashar, in the direct light. There are four phases of returning light, but it's not in a way that she clothes on the light of Ein Sof and turns it into a Partzuf.
They're saying that Malchut elicits its, her light by the force of her screen. It mates within itself. How can you explain what the force of the Masach is?
The force of the Masach is the desire of the created being to identify with the Creator in spite of his desire to enjoy for himself.
What fashion of work is it is?
That I reject from my will to receive all of the fulfillments, that I enjoy them, and I want to use all of these fulfillments, these pleasures, only in order to give pleasure to the Creator.
Meaning we should receive nothing? Well, that's what you're saying?
Physically, you can receive everything, but emotionally, you can only receive it if you clothe it with the intention in order to bestow the to the Creator.
So at the moment, I have no force of bestowal. So what should I do? What's the style of my work in the 10, for instance?
In the 10, you want to reach a state that you want to understand what it is considered to bestow. And then you act in that way towards the friends in order to understand what it means to bestow. And then with this knowledge, you then will do it to the Creator. What does it mean to bestow? To the extent that I have the host or the mother, let's say the host still seems to you as foreign, but let's say your mother is something that you don't feel any distance from, that she wants to give you everything for your well-being, for your pleasure, and you do tzimtzum. You don't want to receive for yourself, and you are now going to receive only in order to give benefit to her. Although it's very tasty and you're very hungry and you're willing to gobble it all up and fulfill yourself, but no, you don't want to fulfill yourself, but only in order to fulfill your mother with pleasure for receiving from her. And your mother doesn't feel that you're doing it with such an intention. She thinks that you're actually truly hungry and enjoying it from her, but you're doing it entirely for her sake. Do you understand this or not? We didn't hear anything you said.
The question is, if you can stand such a temptation without tasting even a little bit, just a taste.
No, you do taste these flavors, yes, for the first time. After you discover a desire for it, with the flavors, right? Then you do a tzimtzum, and you prepare yourself for reception in order to bestow.
Meaning that's our whole work, to dare to taste?
We have from this already in advance, reshimot, and shattered vessels that we tasted in order to bestow. And then our work to have this reception in order to bestow. We have all the preparations.
Thank you.
Okay, so
focus group.
Focus group.
What's the definition of a degree? Because he writes that there are 2 10 sefirot twice. What does it mean?
10 sefirot twice, meaning direct light, returning light, that clothe one on the other. And the host and the guest, they feel themselves as enjoying one another, loving one another.
So a degree is when the host bestows and the guest bestows back to him. That's called a degree?
Yes, yes. The intensity of the mutual influence of the host and the guest is the height of the degree. The intensity of the degree. Okay? Dudi?
PT 25, right?
Yes.
Thank you, Rav. Malchut, is there a difference or a feeling of the desire while the lights descend from Keter to Chochmah, etc.? Does Malchut discern? Does it feel this difference?
Yes, we will learn this.
Ot Kuf Dalet. Kotaret Kol Hasfirot.
Item 104. Title.
Ovrot Derech Hamalchut.
Item 104. All the Sfirot of Or Chozer that come in Sfirot of direct light travel through Malchut. 104. We have explained above about the integration of the Sfirot in the order of the 10 Sfirot of direct light. Because there is no absence in spirituality, any illumination that passes anywhere remains there in completeness, even after it moves to a different location. With regards to the 10 Sfirot of direct light, all 10 Sfirot are present in Keter, 9 in Chochmah, 8 in Bina, etc. For that reason, it also appears by the same way in the 10 Sfirot of reflected light. That is because here, the Sfira of Malchut becomes the origin of that reflected light. Thus, it is considered that every b'china of reflected light that reaches its upper sfirot must travel through Malchut, for the reason that Malchut emanates that light by the power of her own screen, which mates with the light of Ein Sof that meets that screen.
Okay, we need to move on to info. I see that they're already on my screen.
Yes, we're going to begin with an update of the team of the upcoming virtual congress. Vlad, please. Yes, dear friends. In the congress is beginning this Friday, and we, the preparation team of the unity evening that will occur in the congress on Friday. We wanted to ask all the friends who are going to attend this congress to send over to our email, board worldly. We're going to see it on the screens now. Please send your stories, your cases when friends bought them or they bought other friends. What am I talking about? Let's say once something happened to you, a friend did something to you that gave you such strength to relate, it gave you an impression. So please tell us stories about friends who did something to you or you did something to your friends. We're going to use them in this evening. It can be related to the friends, to the groups, to the tens. Please, we need examples. Thank you very much. We'll see you in the Congress.
Hey, anything else to say?
I think that's it. We have other representatives, but I think that's it. Let's go over to the schedule.
Or someone else needs to say something? No. Okay, so the schedule.
Schedule. 10 a.m. we're starting with Simeon and Rav until 10:30, then 10:30 till 11. Yisrael Shimshon with Rav in a program. Everything is translated. You're all welcome. Let's sing a song.
Quante volte ho tentato di vivere in un mondo che voleva solo di vivere con la speranza che qualcosa di vero si nascondesse dentro questa realtà. Così alla stregua di un vagabondo ho incominciato concetto a cercare nel mondo, in che mi son trovato qui con voi, il vegano più bello che ho. Le manachai verai, le manachai verai, le manachai achai verai, Adam rana shalom bach, le manachai verai, le manachai verai, le manachai achai verai, Adam rana shalom bach. Costruiremo tutti insieme un grande cuore, in grado solo di donare un grande amore. Insieme progetteremo, mai più lasciarci vorremo, brindiamo a questa nuova umanità.
Le fai!
Insieme scopriremo il giorno dove l'amore è la costante del mondo. Pure dimora qui perché è in quell'amico che cammina con te.
Le manachai verai, le manachai verai, le manachai achai verai, Adam rana shalom bach, le manachai verai, le manachai verai, le manachai achai verai, Adam rana shalom bach. Stagione porta la condizione che sveglierà tutta l'umanità. Le manachai verai, le manachai verai, le manachai achai verai, Adam rana shalom bach, le manachai verai. Adam rana shalom bach, le manachai verai.